I thought it did last week. The mistakes on offense, the mistakes on special teams, it really washed out was a terrific performance by the defense.
No, it's been something that Jim Leonard has tried to figure out in the short term that he's been the head of this program. He stressed complimentary football. He stressed playing with confidence. But it's a lot easier said than done when one facet of the game is just not producing. And we saw that at Iowa City, where special teams just put the Badgers in such a big hole. And then the inability of the offense really to sustain anything against a very good defense. I'll give you that. It had to be frustrating for those players on Wisconsin's defense, realizing they did just about everything they could possibly do, and still it wasn't enough to come out of there with a victory.
Well, the official temperature here in Lincoln, 28 degrees, but with a wind chill, it feels more like 14 degrees. Got some gusty winds right now, a little better than 20 miles per hour. It might back down a little bit as the game goes on, but definitely a winter weather feel here in Nebraska as we get to our Badgerland Chevy keys to the game. Winter weather feel or not, it's very important, stunningly, for Wisconsin to get the running game going again, get Braylon Allen going. Ches Malusi returns to the rotation this week. Isaac Arendo as well. Another line shuffle up front, Mike, but you know, it's no secret. If Graham Mertz is going to have success throwing in these gusty winds, you're going to have to run it first.
I thought Braylon Allen was very candid this week in some of his comments that he made to the media corps, both after the game at Iowa and during the Monday availability. He feels like he's not playing his best football. He's disappointed, maybe a little frustrated. It's hard when you're 19 years old. I believe he's 19. You lose track of Braylon. He's so young, and we forget that. I forget that he's going through this for the first time, really, as a tailback, a major college Power 5 tailback. So we got to cut him slack a little bit. He's not the same Braylon Allen we saw last year against Nebraska, not yet at least, 22 carries for 228 yards. I think that's bothered him a little bit, and it's understandable, too.
Yeah, I think he turns 19 after the season, as a matter of fact. you're right, with everything that's been on his plate, all this social media speculation a week ago, this guy's a really good football player, and they're going to need him to be a really good football player here today. The other thing that Jim Leonard has talked about for a while is that, yeah, you got the opponent lined up across from you, but at times the Badgers are their own worst enemy here with the key penalties, with the turnovers. So if you could whittle this down to one opponent, I think this Wisconsin team has proven it can be pretty good. When it doesn't, it's very vulnerable no matter who it's up against.
Yeah, you don't need to help Nebraska, do you? I mean, that's the last thing you want to do today. You want to force the Cornhuskers to beat you. And it's a little bit scarier proposition now that they've got their starting quarterback, Casey Thompson, back on the field. He will play today. I know for Jim Leonard, he's just so doggone happy that Adrian Martinez is playing at Kansas State, because if there was ever any kryptonite for a Leonard coach defense, it was Martinez. I mean, you take a look at the numbers he put up against Wisconsin. Even though in losing efforts, he threw for 351, 220, and 384, yeah, against the Badgers. He also hurt him with his feet. Now, one thing Thompson could do, he can throw the ball, and he can also move the ball on the ground.
Yeah, and Jim Leonard talked about that. He's really, he can be really challenging when he gets outside containment. So he can do some things outside the pocket to hurt defenses as well. As the Huskers take the field here in Lincoln, the Badgers about to come out of their tunnel, and here they come in the white unis and the cardinal trim. Nebraska, of course, in the red unis, the white trim, and the white pants. Well, a lot has been going on, and that is an understatement for this Wisconsin football program, really, for more than a season plus. The death of their running backs coach, Gary Anderson, several months ago, the coaching change about a month and a half ago, and they lost a former teammate this week in Devin Chandler, who was one of three killed at the University of Virginia. And a lot of these Badgers playing with very heavy hearts. And for more on that, we check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Kirk.
That's right, Matt. In a season that has not gone the way anyone would have scripted for Wisconsin, this week brought an entirely different tragedy when, as you mentioned, Devin Chandler was murdered in Charlottesville, Virginia. Chandler spent two seasons in the Wisconsin program playing wide receiver before transferring for the University of Virginia prior to this season. He, along with two of his Cavalier teammates, Lavelle Davis and DeShawn Perry were gunned down Sunday night. The Wisconsin team learned the news on Monday morning, just before 9 a.m., and they were sent home from workouts. The entire week has been spent trying to compartmentalize grieving with preparing, using football as an outlet to escape reality for a bit. Even though Chandler's no longer on the roster, he was still viewed as part of this family. His former roommates, Jordan Turner and Caden Johnson, among others, still talk to him frequently. Chandler was beloved in the locker room for his personality and his positive energy. Head coach Jim Leonard said this week he'll always remember his smile and how he'd light up a room. Today, the Badgers will play with heavy hearts. Their helmets are adorned with a DC sticker, Chandler's initials. Skylar Bell is wearing one of Devin Chandler's warm-up shirts under his jersey today. Yesterday, the team signed one of Chandler's jerseys, and it'll be framed and sent to his family. It's filled with personal messages and inside jokes. Nick Herbig wrote "Fly High," others referring to him by his nickname, writing "Love You Hoodie." I'll never forget. Leonard's message to the team was simple: keep his memory and play for him. Back to you, Matt.
All right, Patrick, thank you very much. Talking with Jim this week, he said, you know, as coaches, when a player enters the transfer portal, your job as a coach is you have to turn the page, you move on, and you get ready for what is next, the next practice, the next game. But it really, it hit everybody, from Jim Leonard, everybody down, obviously Alvis Whitted, their wide receivers coach. It struck them all how many players kept in touch with Devin Chandler on a regular basis. And it's just been, as Patrick said, it's been a lot to try to process while you try to prepare for a football game.
I have a lot of respect for Jim Leonard and the way he handled his team and how he managed those emotions the best he could this week, and gave his players that opportunity, that time, that space where they could grieve on their own. It was very important.
All right, the Badgers won the toss. They have elected to defer. They'll put that improving defense on the field to begin the game against Casey Thompson and this Nebraska offense. Well, we mentioned the sellout streak here, and it, you know, maybe some creative counting, because there are a fair amount of empty seats, but if the tickets are sold, it is a sellout. But there's a fair amount of empty seats. But that said, on a cold, blustery day for a team that's not going to play in a bowl game, it's still a pretty good crowd here today in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, they've already got it marked up there on the upper deck, 389 consecutive sellouts. I'd like to see the Badgers break another streak that they've got going. That number is 337. The number of games that they've played without being shut out.
10 on the board.
That dates back to 1996.
Yeah. All right, here we go. As the Badgers set to kick off, Tommy Hill will be deep for the Huskers. Zach Weinmaster as well.
We might get an indicator here on the wind and the force of the gusting wind on this kickoff, on what it does to it.
Yeah, it swirls. The Badgers kicking north to south. The wind's out of the northwest, but as Patrick was telling us a while ago, it kind of swirls around the stadium and then can hit those south stands and then come right back into your face. So in a lot of stadiums, Camp Randall is one of them, and I think this one as well, it can be very difficult to try to judge the wind. One thing they're going to have to do is get a holder, and Samar Melvin will serve as the holder so Gavin Lom can actually keep the ball on the tee and start this game. The Badgers and Nebraska here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, and we are set to go, the second to last game of the season. Second to last game of the regular season for the Wisconsin Badgers. And the kick is in the air, and it's short. Taken by Hill at the 12, right side 15, across the 20, up the hash marks 25-yard line. He'll advance it to near the 30. And this game is underway as the Huskers go on offense. First and 10, Brady Shipper down there in kick coverage for the Badgers.
And for Nebraska, Casey Thompson hasn't played since October 29th against Illinois, when he got sandwiched between some tacklers. Created a little nerve damage in his elbow and extended to his hand. He can throw the ball, he can run it. It's a dual threat.
They come out with three receivers to the left, pistol formation. Anthony Grant, the running back, and a little miscommunication as Grant moved to the right of Thompson, who turned to his left. Nobody was home. Thompson had to eat it and takes it into the line for a gain of one to the 30-yard line of Nebraska. And that's how the first play goes for the Huskers. Now second down and 9. They'll get back on the ball. Five receivers set. Three on the right, two on the left. Second and nine, Huskers from their own 30-yard line. Snap to Thompson. Badgers rush four. Thompson pulls it down. He'll run. 30 cutting right. 35 across the 40. And he is taken down by C.J. Getz at the 44-yard line. Gain of 14 and a first down for Nebraska.
Really good block thrown by 57, Ethan Piper. He picked up the blitzing linebacker. Created the running seam for Casey Thompson.
His ability to move it with his feet when he needs to. First down, Nebraska. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Huskers go right to left as we view it in the first quarter of play. Travis Volkolek, the tight end, motions to the formation. Hand off Anthony Grant. He got hit behind the line of scrimmage. First by Keanu Benton and then was covered up by Getz. Behind the line of scrimmage, they'll mark at the 43 of Nebraska. Loss of one, second and 11.
We've seen a lot of that out of Benton throughout this season, getting that initial penetration and contact.
Nickel package out there for Wisconsin. Cedric Dort, the extra DB. Three receivers right, one on the left. Snap to Thompson on second down. Throws right seam. High pass incomplete. Intended for Volkolek on the coverage was Getz for Wisconsin. As losing a helmet was Jordan Turner, so he's going to have to come out. Tatum Grass will come in at one of the inside linebacker spots. Jake Chaney will sub in for Muma Jugmeta at the other inside backer spot. Third and 11 Huskers at their own 43.
Looked like Getz had a chance for an interception ball whistled through his hands.
Volkolek slot to the left. Marcus Washington wide left. Oliver Martin out to the right. Trey Palmer, dangerous threat. Slot to the right. He'll motion to the left on third and 11. Snap to Thompson. Back to throw. Pressure from Herbig. And Thompson hit as he throws. Pass caught at midfield by Martin. He is driven to the boundary by Alexander Smith. That's going to be a little bit short of the first down. We'll check the spot. They'll mark at the 49 of Wisconsin. Fourth down and three for Nebraska.
What do you got to lose here? Go for it, right? Or not?
Go for it until you don't. I thought I was with you. I thought he was going to go ahead and roll the dice, but
of course, we don't have Intrum in front of our name either.
That's right. Mickey Joseph, the interim coach, will send on the punt team. Brian Buscini, a transfer from Montana, was a terrific punter there. Dane Ingram deep at the 15 of Wisconsin. Line of scrimmage, the Badgers 49. And with the play clock winding down here, play is stopped. Reggie Smith is the referee.
Delay of game. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
Okay, with the ball around midfield, not really the worst thing for Nebraska. They'll be punting now from their own 46-yard line. Instead of fourth and three, it's now fourth down and eight. Buscini, the FCS punter of the year before transferring to Nebraska, and this kick is a line drive. Hits inside the 30 and checks up better for Wisconsin than it does for Nebraska. Isaac Gifford will touch it up near the 30-yard line, Wisconsin territory, and that's where the Badgers will go to work. First and 10, 2.5 minutes into the game, we have no score here in Lincoln.
As we mentioned earlier, Nebraska had all sorts of trouble last year containing Braylon Allen, ran for 228 yards, three touchdowns, was not thrown for one negative yard in that entire game. Graham Mertz, 12 of 18, 145 yards, and a touchdown against the Huskers.
Just a 26-yard punt, says the Badgers started their 28 first and 10. So here we go, pistol formation with Braylon Allen lined up behind Graham Mertz. Badgers go left to right in the first quarter. Mertz takes hand off to Allen, off the left side, gets across the 30-yard line, and he will move the stack to about the 33 or 34-yard line. Nothing fancy there, but it's effective as we go downstairs to Patrick.
Well, we've been talking about the wind a little bit, and if you can figure it out, you're better than me. So that first opening kickoff that Gavin Lom kicked didn't even reach the 10-yard line when going south, yet the punt coming back the other direction was just 26 yards. It is swirling. And if anything right now for Wisconsin's offense, it feels like it's going left to right, almost horizontally for them.
It is second down and four for the Badgers at their own 34-yard line. Skyler Bell wide right starts to motion to the formation. Pistol formation again. Mertz to throw. He'll float it out right side once. Bell reaches up. Can't get it. Near the 40-yard line of the near side. Malcolm Hartsog on the coverage. A little high, but it looked to be catchable. Skyler couldn't pull it down. It's now third down and four for the Badgers at their 34-yard line.
No, man, that's a good description of the play. Mertz put it in one spot, at least gave his receiver Bell an opportunity to get his hands on the ball.
And again, play is stopped. You know, if somebody is shaken up, and yeah, a Husker right along the Wisconsin sideline was shaken up. It's Marquise Buford, one of the safeties. As he's well into the bench area of Wisconsin. And he is going to need a little time to get escorted to the other boundary. So we'll go ahead and take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. 11:44 left first quarter. Wisconsin and Nebraska, no score. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback love for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And a successful season demands a powerhouse team with a can-do attitude. Case IH takes the field and wins with tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit CaseIH.com/Badgers. They needed a cart to take Marquise Buford into the locker room for Nebraska. So an early injury hitting the secondary for the Huskers. 11:44 left in the first quarter. No score. Badgers have a third down and four at their own 34-yard line.
Buford's been a solid contributor throughout the season for Nebraska. First-year starter, third leading tackler on the team, has two of the team's seven interceptions.
So here we go. Mertz brings him up. You have Chimray DK, Dean Ingram, Skyler Bell out to the right. Keontez Lewis slot left. Isaac Arendo lining up wide to the left. On third down and four. Badgers this season 41% on third down. That's fifth in the conference. Snap to Mertz. Quick pass Ingram. Tried to curl it back to the middle of the field, and he gets driven down at the line of scrimmage. Colton Feast, defensive tackle, is all over it. Ingram maybe squeezed a yard out of it, but they're going to be about 3 yards short. Make it four as they place at the 34. No gain on that third down pass play.
Now, considering Wisconsin got a punt block last week, you also should know that Nebraska has blocked three punts this year.
Oliver Martin is deep for the Huskers. Near the 25-yard line, Andy Vunovich on the punt. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 34-yard line. Not quite 4 minutes in, no score. Snap to Vunovich, steps up, and the kick is away. Martin runs up on it, fair catch signal, and he will make that catch at about the 30-yard line, Nebraska territory, after a 36-yard punt. 11:02 left in the first quarter, no score. And offensive series number two now for the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Casey Thompson has been consistent both in a good way and a bad way. He has thrown at least one touchdown pass in every game he's played in. He's also been intercepted in six of the eight games that he's appeared for Nebraska.
threw for 354 yards in a shootout of a game at Purdue several weeks ago. Two receivers right, one on the left. Shotgun formation now. Anthony Grant lines up to the left of the quarterback. Oliver Martin wide right, motions left. First down, little play fake, rolling left. Thompson drops it off across the 30-yard line. Chancellor Brewington, one of the tight ends, driven down by C.J. Getz at the 34-yard line of the near side. On a gain of four, second down and six, as the Huskers continue with a no-huddle offense.
Thompson's effective just moving away from pressure, either to his left or right.
That's exactly what Jim Leonard was talking about this week. Inside the pocket, he can do a little damage. Trips to the right on second down, and off Anthony Grant off the right side, and coming in backside is Kamoi Latu to wrap him up by the ankles. Grant advances to the 37-yard line. Gain of three, third down and three for Nebraska as another Husker is down and shaken up. And it's one of their...
Is that Piper?
It's one of their offensive linemen. Oh, yeah, Ethan Piper, their left guard. So they've lost Marquise Buford, a safety, on Wisconsin's first offensive series. And now on the second offensive series for Nebraska, a player goes down, and we'll take another timeout here at Memorial Stadium. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, we have 10:20 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Nebraska nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rail Transport's a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of home daily driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the venue, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. And if you want to help the Varsity Collective support Badger student athletes in their pursuit of success through NIL ops, mentorships, and more, you can learn how at thevarsitycollective.com. 10:20 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin and Nebraska, nothing, nothing. The Huskers have a third down and three at their own 37-yard line.
Nebraska's offensive coordinator, Mark Whipple, was expected to call plays today from the press box for the first time this season, and that's because he got run over on the sidelines at Michigan last week.
That was wicked. Yeah, he was first knocked silly, and then that leg really got hit in a way you don't want it to get hit. Tough guy, though. He was stayed down there in the field as long as he could in Ann Arbor. Henry Lutovy now is in there at left guard for Ethan Piper, who was shaken up on that last play. Lutovy, a redshirt freshman, Iowa native. Here we go. Third down and three, Nebraska. From its own 37-yard line, three receivers right, one on the left. Thompson in the shotgun, Grant to his right. As Thompson gets him organized, he'll send Trey Palmer now in motion, lining up slot to the left. Snap to Thompson. Badgers bringing some pressure, and down goes Thompson as Keanu Benson gets to the quarterback inside the 30-yard line of Nebraska.
Fourth sack of the season for Benton. You could see that Thompson was calling an audible. The Badgers moved in the secondary. He held up play for a second, called the audible. The big problem there was no one decided to block Benton, who was able to jump through a gap, overpower the blocker, sack the quarterback.
So Nebraska punting from its own 30, ranked at own 29-yard line. Ryan Buscini back there. Badgers get a little pressure on. The kick is away. It turns over. Drifting back is Ingram. And a fair catch and whiffed on it. And then he was able to gather inside the 30-yard line. That was an adventure. A 43-yard punt. I don't know if he seen him for the fair catch. Not sure if he was pulling his hands back or just flat missed it. But he was able to grab it on a bounce. So the Badgers starting at their 28, first and 10.
This is one of the days because of the swirling winds where If you're not sure about the football, get away from it, right? I mean, it's not exactly a conventional rule, but it's going to be tricky for all the returners.
This is the third straight weekend that the Badgers have dealt with a lot of wind. Maryland 2 weeks ago, last week in Iowa City, and today here in Lincoln for the 28 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Braylon Allen lines up behind Graham Mertz. It's the snap from Joe Tippmann. Hand off Allen off the right side. Has a little crease across the 30, 35-yard line. And up to the 36 goes Braylon Allen. Ernest Hausman, freshman linebacker out of Columbus, Nebraska, comes up to make the hit. Gain of 8, second and 2 for the Badgers at their own 36.
It's the type of blocking we've come to expect in the past out of Wisconsin's offensive line. We saw it on that play where Allen was clean to the second level.
Michael Furtney in there at right guard for the injured Trey Wettig today. Riley Mallman, of course, the right tackle. Backs offset on second down and 2. As Mertz will give it to Allen again, trying to scoot off to the left side, and he'll lean to the first down near the 40-yard line. Well, the first down for Wisconsin here this afternoon or this morning. First and 10 at their own 40-yard line. First downs were precious last week in the Iowa game, both sides. This was, Iowa had the short field all too often in that 24-10 win.
Badgers playing with Tyler Beach on this series as that additional tight end.
Lining up on the right side of the formation. Mertz under his center, Joe Tippmann on first and 10. Graham takes the snap. He'll give it to Allen again, trying to hit the left edge across the 45-yard line. Hausman will drive Allen out of bounds at the 46 or 47-yard line of the far side. Another good-looking first down play here for the Badgers. 7:50 left in the first quarter. No score as Braylon runs for 6. It's second down and 4. Badgers at their own 46-yard line.
What a true statement. A good-looking first down play when you think about the Iowa game where it was always like 2nd and 9.
Exactly. Yeah.
2nd and 8.
Playing into the hands of a really good defense. Beach stays out there. Backs offset. Dean Ingram, wide right, motions to the formation. Mertz will hand it to Allen again. Off the right side, across midfield into Nebraska territory. Brought down by Luke Reimer, the linebacker at the 47-yard line, Huskers territory. 1st and 10, Wisconsin.
Blocking for Allen that time was the pulling left guard, Tanner Bordellini, making his 5th start at left guard.
Braylon last year against the Huskers, 228 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. Turned out to be quite an entertaining game at Camp Randall. 1st and 10, Badgers at the Huskers 47. Coming up on 6:50 left in the scoreless first quarter. Malusi in there for Wisconsin. He'll get the handoff from Mertz off the right side, up the hash marks inside the 45, down to about the 42-yard line. And again, good work on first down. Gain of 5.
Give you an idea how Nebraska has struggled against a run this year. Only twice all season have they kept the opposing tailback under 100 yards. That's hard to believe, but it's true. They just have had trouble stopping the run.
Yeah, it's kind of a baby steps thing. They haven't given up nearly as many explosive runs in recent weeks. But the Badgers just churning away on this possession. 2nd and 5 at the Huskers' 42-yard line. 3 receivers out to the left. Mertz in the gun, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, whips it left side. Keontez Lewis, the catch, inside the 40-yard line. Ernest Hausman up to make the tackle, shy of the first down, near the 38 of Nebraska. 3rd down and A little more than a yard to go for Wisconsin.
That's an excellent play by a true freshman, Ernest Hausman, who had 10 tackles and a sack at Michigan.
Started the last three games, make it four, after Nick Henrich suffered an injury that ended his season. A good linebacker was Henrich here. So here we go, third down and one plus change just outside the 38-yard line of Nebraska. Nowakowski in there at fullback. Malusi, the tailback, hand off to Chez, lowers the pads, and I think he'll get the first down. Boy, a violent collision. It was Hausman up there with the pop. But I think Chez got what he needed, which is the 37-yard line. They may, they will eyeball it, and they'll say first down. Thought for a minute they were going to measure, but they signal first down for the Badgers at the 37-yard line of Nebraska with 5:05 left in a scoreless first quarter.
Last time we saw Malusi carry the ball was October 8th at Northwestern.
Scored a touchdown in that game off of a pass from Braylon Allen. Chez still in there. First and 10 at the 37-yard line, Nebraska territory. Shotgun snap, Mertz. Graham looks, throws over the middle through the hands of Chimray DK. A little short pass over the middle, and it buzzed through Chimray's hands at the 32-yard line. Second and 10, Wisconsin.
A little bit too hot to handle. Though if you get it in your hands, you got to catch it, right? If you're a receiver, you have that mindset. Especially with DK, he didn't drop many.
Second and 10 at the 37-yard line of the Huskers. 4:47 left in the first quarter. No score. Braylon Allen back in there at running back. DK and Skyler Bell double wide to the right with Bell going in motion to the left. And a handoff to Allen up the middle inside the 35 and then gets slammed back. There's a couple of tough yards, and that was about it for Braylon Allen. Ty Robinson, defensive lineman. Luke Reimer getting in there, among others. Third down and 8, Wisconsin at the Nebraska 35-yard line. The Huskers give it up on third down 42% of the time. That is 11th in the Big Ten. Mertz brings them up on third down. Isaac Arendo, Keontez Lewis out to the left. Eschenbach, DK and Bell to the right. Now Garendo motions into the backfield. Mertz gets the shotgun snap. Huskers bring in three. Mertz pump fake, and now he'll throw it away. Incomplete. I don't know if that got beyond the line of scrimmage here. He got outside the pocket. That was a throwaway. Chimray DK was close enough. I think he'll avoid the flag there.
Defensively, the Huskers just did a heck of a job anticipating that screen. You could see the reaction of the town linemen. As soon as they got into space, they stopped. That play was covered.
The officials are talking about it here. The pass definitely did not get beyond the line of scrimmage. If you have a receiver reasonably close, you can get the benefit of the doubt. But they're obviously talking about this. And now they'll go ahead and drop the flag for intentional grounding. Here comes the call.
Although the quarterback made it outside of the pocket, the pass failed to make it back to the line of scrimmage. Intentional grounding. Offense, number 11. Loss of down at the spot of the foul. It's fourth down.
It's number five, really. We get the point. That's the voice of referee Reggie Smith. So the Badgers punting from the Nebraska 48-yard line.
You never heard an official use the word although in explaining a penalty.
Oliver Martin in single safety for the Huskers. Brunovich gets the snap. A little pressure, and they almost got it. Kick is away. Fair catch signaled by Martin. Boy, that was close to another blocked punt. Martin will make the catch at the 12-yard line of Nebraska. A 37-yard punt from Andy Vunavich. Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. We'll go ahead and take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. 3:46 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Nebraska nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This football season, make the catch of a lifetime by choosing LRS to be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees and cutting-edge locations throughout Wisconsin. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Wisconsin Badger football. There was a lot to celebrate last season, like having the number one running back for 100-yard games and the number one defensive team in the Big Ten, or crushing it with 20 consecutive bowl games. And we've been there at every step or misstep. From wrecking your knee on a touchdown to falling down during the jump around, at UW Health, we're proud to be the number one orthopedic team and the number one hospital in Wisconsin, delivering the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fans sweepstakes, and more. And drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at badgerlandchevy.com. Or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. 3:46 left in the first quarter. No score. Huskers will take over at their 12-yard line.
At Texas last season, Casey Thompson led the Big 12 in passing touchdowns with 24. He had six in a game against Kansas. Also ran for a touchdown, so accounted for seven touchdowns against Kansas. Texas still lost in overtime, 57-56.
Yeah, he had, what, three games where he accounted for five touchdowns.
His dad could play a little quarterback way back when, 1987. He was a quarterback at Oklahoma. In fact, he led number two Oklahoma to an upset win over number one Nebraska right here in this stadium.
Back when that was a big-time rivalry, right?
Huge.
The old Big 8, then Big 12 days. So here we go. Huskers starting at their 12. Good chance here for the Wisconsin defense. General Peterson in there, one of the linebacker spots. Justin Clark, one of the corners here for Wisconsin. Opposite Alexander Smith. Well, here we go. Anthony Grant, the running back, lining up behind Thompson. Huskers go right to left in the first quarter. Oliver Martin motions to the left. Hand off Grant off the right side. 15 to the 20-yard line. And Grant gets stopped at the 23 by John Torchio. Grant nearly took that one completely out of the gate. That's still an 11-yard run and a first down for the Huskers.
He's got a little burst, doesn't he?
He does.
He's a bigger back and has some good vision. Played in a JUCO last year. He was like the best, wasn't he, in the country?
New Mexico Military Institute's Junior College Offensive Player of the Year from the 23-yard line, first and 10 for Nebraska. As Thompson gets the snap, he'll hand off to Grant, and he gets drilled by Buma Jung Mehta at the 25-yard line. Gain of a couple. That's it. Second down and 8 for the Huskers.
I don't know if anyone's improved more from the start of the year than Buma Jung Mehta.
Really
he leads,
playing well.
He leads Wisconsin in tackles.
Really playing well. He and Jordan Turner, that's a pretty nice combo there.
And then you throw Jake Chaney in.
Yeah.
It's a trio.
Yeah, not bad. Second down and 8. Two receivers right with Palmer in the slot. Marcus Washington out to the left. At the 25 of the Huskers, second down, back to throw Thompson. Four-man rush. Thompson flush to his left. He'll pull it down and run. Angles left across the 30-yard line. Gets escorted out of bounds by Hunter Wohler at the 31. On a gain of 6, and Nebraska now looking at a third down and 2.
One thing, Matt, you notice on tape watching Casey Thompson, if he doesn't see anybody downfield, he doesn't lose his poise. He doesn't get rattled either.
Good-looking quarterback. They've missed him mightily the last couple of ball games. Three receivers right, one on the left, third and 2 Huskers, their own 31-yard line. Thompson gets the shotgun snap, back to throw. Badgers bring 5, a throw over the middle, and it is caught by Marcus Washington. Oh, Justin Clark with blanket-like coverage. Couldn't pry it away. And Clark a little shaken up. It's a first down up to the Nebraska 42-yard line. And Clark is down and shaken up.
Well, Thompson and Washington had developed a little continuity and chemistry at Texas. He came along with Casey Thompson, Marcus Washington, a transfer from the Longhorns, has 27 catches on the season right now.
Athletic trainers out there looking at Justin Clark, seventh-year player, of course, the transfer from Toledo. Developed a good player-coach relationship with Hank Poteet in Poteet's time at Toledo before coming over to Wisconsin.
We've had a string of injuries already in this game.
Yeah, two for Nebraska early, and now Clark for Wisconsin. We have a minute 49 left in the first quarter, no score. Nebraska converting there on third down is now Justin in a, at least in a seated position. Now he is helped to his feet. And being helped to the sideline. Boy, really, really struggling to get there, though. I think that left leg is really hurting right now for Justin. So Jay Shaw and Alexander Smith is the starting combo with the two cornerback spots. Jay's back in there for the Badgers. First and 10, Nebraska. Here we go. Three receivers to the right. Pistol formation. Thompson will hand it to Grant. Working the right side. Cutting it back to his left. And gets wrapped up by Darrell Peterson at the line of scrimmage, which is the 42-yard line.
Darrell Peterson just held his ground, didn't go anyplace, didn't chase the ball, and the ball came back to him.
Talking to Darrell, we had him on the player profile portion of the pregame show. He said he learned a lot from Noah Burks. Just the high IQ that Noah had in his time as an outside linebacker in Wisconsin. Tried to be a sponge, and now getting more playing time this season is Darrell Peterson. Second and 10, Nebraska at its own 42. Thompson back to throw. Pocket closes, and down he goes inside the 40-yard line. Muma Jungmeta with the sack at the 37-yard line of Nebraska. A loss of five, and it's third down and 15.
Jim Leonard brought both inside linebackers on a blitz, Jordan Turner and Muma Jungmeta. It was Turner who forced Thompson away from where he wanted to drop in up into the pocket and into the arms of Jordan, of Muma Jungmeta, rather.
So a couple of first quarter sacks here for the Badgers. Down to 25 seconds left in the opening quarter. No score. Third and 15 for the Huskers at their own 37-yard line. Five receivers set, three on the left, two on the right. Thompson checks out the Wisconsin defense. Takes a snap, three-man Badger rush. Thompson will pull it down. He'll run, cutting right to the 40-yard line, to the 45-yard line. Gets to midfield. Jake Cheney slows him down. Cedric Dort covers him up just shy of the first down. Just across midfield and to about the 49 of Wisconsin. That'll be the final play of the first quarter. They place it at the 50, where it'll be fourth down and two. So Mickey Joseph will have the end of the quarter break to figure out what he wants to do as we hit the end of quarter number one. Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth at the end of one quarter of play, Wisconsin nothing, Nebraska nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a network of more than 300 family-owned stores and are locally run by some of your own friends and neighbors. Every day, we work hard to provide you with all the automotive aftermarket parts and accessories you'll ever need. Name brands, too, like Champion, Seafoam, Wix, Lucas, Mobil, and more. The auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. That's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 20 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance of scattered snow showers. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times. Tonight, lows level off around 4 above. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 28. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
I'm Chuck Friedman with a scoreboard update and the first quarter scores. Third-ranked Michigan leading Illinois 7-0. Indiana on top of Michigan State 7-3. Purdue on top of Northwestern 7-0. Later on today, number 2 Ohio State at Maryland, 8th-ranked Penn State at Rutgers, and Iowa will play at Minnesota in a huge game in the Big Ten West. I'm Chuck Friedman. Back to Lincoln and Matt LePay.
Nebraska will have a 4th-and-2 at the midfield stripe. We mentioned Justin Clark, the Badgers corner, getting hurt late in the first quarter. Let's get an update as we again check in with Patrick.
Clark injured his right leg on that 11-yard pass to Washington, and they actually just took him back to the locker room now because he also sustained a blow to his head on that play, and they want to evaluate him further where it's warm, where it's quiet, where they can get in the locker room. So his return to this game is listed as questionable right now, but for the time being, he is not on the Badger sideline.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
What a day and night difference for Wisconsin defensively from Iowa and Spencer Petras to Nebraska and Casey Thompson, where Petras totally stationary in the pocket, rarely moving around to Casey Thompson. You come with a three-man rush. If you don't have integrity on your pass rush lanes, he'll take off and run as he did on that last play.
Yeah, turn 3rd-and-15 and a 4th-and-2. Now we saw the Huskers punt on a 4th-and-short in the first quarter. Nebraska 59 yards of offense in quarter number one, just 30 for the Badgers. Thompson 3 out of 4 through the air. Graham Mertz 2 out of 4. Braylon Allen 6 carries for 33 yards in the first period. And the Huskers again will send on the punt team. It's in a game like this is kind of unfolding like last week, though. It's about field position. So if you can avoid giving the other guy a short field, and that's the philosophy at least for the moment, as Brian Buscini back in there for Nebraska. Dean Ingram deep at the Wisconsin 10. Snap to Buscini, pressure light, and this kick is popped up end over end as Ingram will field it on a bounce with a fair catch at the 11-yard line. 11 or 12, and that's where the Badgers will start. It'll be at the 11, 1st-and-10. As we get going with the second quarter here at Memorial Stadium.
So Braylon Allen's got 6 carries, 33 yards. If you're joining us a little bit late, Chesmalusi is back. He's got a couple of rushes. It's going to take him a while, I'm sure, to get back into any type of rhythm offensively. But it's nice for Wisconsin to have a little more depth now at tailback.
Braylon in there right now. Skyler Bell comes out to the left. Chimray DK to the right. Badgers go right to left, south to north here in quarter number two. Jackson Aker, the fullback, to the left of Mertz, who takes the snap. Handoff Allen shoots it up the middle across the 15-yard line, and he'll drive up near the 20. Ernest Hausman on the stop. Gain of 9 for Braylon. Second down and 1 for Wisconsin. Now Braylon coming off as that left arm is kind of hanging there a little bit. He's going to...
He got it stung pretty good, didn't he, on that tackle?
Yep.
Because he didn't hesitate to pull himself from the game.
He's been knocked around here in recent games. Think back to that Purdue game a few weeks ago. Chesmalusi in there now on 2nd down and 1. Mertz will give it to him. Ches off the left side. He'll get the first down. Luke Reimer covers him up at the 23-yard line. Gain of 3 for Malusi, 1st-and-10 for the Badgers.
Really, the key there, too, is the block thrown by Michael Fertney on the linebacker, Hausman. And it was a good, solid read by Ches Malusi following that block.
We'll actually give Ches 4 on the play to the 24 of Wisconsin. 1:10 gone by, second quarter. Wisconsin and Nebraska, no score. Badgers had a mild scoring threat in the first quarter, but only mild. Lucy, the lone running back. And on first and 10, handoff Belusi again. Little crease off the left side across the 25, and a burst gets him up to about the 29-yard line. A gain of 5. Second down coming up for the Badgers.
He just bounced off a tackle attempt by 44. Garrett Nelson's one of the better players on defense for Nebraska.
Yeah, among their leading tacklers is 5.5 sacks.
He might be their most experienced player on the field, too.
Yeah, he is.
31
yeah.
starts.
Yep. It's the longest stretch they've got going in this Huskers program. Second down and 5 for the Badgers, their own 29-yard line. And Mertz will hand it to Malusi. Got hit behind the line of scrimmage and is thrown down at the 28-yard line. Colton Feast, junior defensive tackle, crashing in there. Loss of a yard. And the Badgers now have a 3rd and 6 at their own 28-yard line.
Throughout this season, we've seen like one player not make his block, and it messes up the whole play.
All the difference,
right? It was Rucci who misses a block on Feast, and Feast makes the play.
So a 3rd and 6 as Mertz brings him up. Keontez Lewis will come out to the right. Jim Ray DK slot left. Skyler Bell wide to the left. Isaac Garendo to the left of Mertz. Makes the handoff. Graham rolling left, throwing left. Caught by Jack Eschen. Bach, and he'll advance across the 35 and a first down for Wisconsin. Luke Reimer, the linebacker, on the tackle. Mertz to Eschen. Bach on a first down connection.
You could not execute that play better than what Mertz and Eschenbach did. I mean, the coverage was good. Reimer was right there with him, but it was sharp. There was good timing between Mertz and his receiver, Eschenbach.
10th catch of the year for Jack Eschenbach, the fifth-year senior out of Downers Grove, Illinois. A little more than 3 minutes gone by, second quarter, no score. First and 10 for the Badgers, their own 36-yard line. Mertz will hand it to Garendo, probing the left side. Not much, if anything, there as he gets driven back. That was Garrett Nelson leading the charge. No gain in the play. Second and 10, Wisconsin. From the Badgers, 36.
Going back to the completion to Eschenbach, when I say good timing, what you saw on that throw is that Graham Mertz led the receiver, so he didn't have to reach back for the ball.
Yep.
He caught it in stride. It makes such a world of difference.
Give you a chance to do something with it. DK slot to the right. Dean Ingram wide to the right. Keontez Lewis to the left. Malusi the running back. And Mertz will hand it to Chess behind the pulling Jack Nelson, but crashing the party was Garrett Nelson. And he wraps up Malusi at the 38-yard line. Gain of just 2. And it's 3rd and 8 for Wisconsin. The Badgers 2 of 4 so far, converting on 3rd down.
A little bit slowly developing play because Wisconsin pulled both its left tackle Jack Nelson and left guard Tanner Bordellini.
Possession started at the Wisconsin 11. So here we go. 3rd down and 8 from the 38-yard line, Wisconsin territory. 3 receivers to the right, 2 on the left. Bird surveys the defense, takes the snap. Huskers bring in 3. Graham rolls off to his right, throws right side, and that's intercepted by Hartsock at the 45-50. Left side 45-40, and Garendo drives him down inside the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. A Graham Mertz interception has Nebraska in business.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. The wind had to take that ball, didn't it?
Yeah, because you had Skyler Bell was behind Hartsock.
Yeah.
That wind may have just knocked it down. You're right. Ooh. They will mark it at the 37 of Wisconsin. So the Huskers get the first short field of the day.
Wisconsin should be quite familiar now with sudden change defense.
Trey Palmer slot to the right. Kamoi Latu coming up on him on first and 10. Casey Thompson fakes the handoff. Latu on the blitz. Thompson got by him. He'll pull it down and run. 35 to the 30-yard line, and he gets crunched inside the 30 of Wisconsin by Muma Jungmeta. A gain of 9, and it's 2nd down and 1 for the Huskers.
A little swagger on the part of Thompson there, getting right in the face of Jungmeta after the hit. That was a big-time hit. And just a good, solid run again. You're seeing Thompson's elusive ability in the pocket.
They give him 8 to the 29 of Wisconsin. Gabe Irvin in there at running back. Irvin gets the handoff, and he'll get the first down running along the right hash marks. Hunter Wohler brought under the turf at the 25 of Wisconsin. Gain of 4 and a first down for Nebraska. 9.5 minutes left in the second quarter. No score. While the Huskers with the game's first big-time scoring threat of the day. Irvin stays in there, lining up behind Casey Thompson. Trey Palmer wide right. Tommy Hill will motion right to left. Snap to Thompson, wants to throw, looking, shoots it to the right. That's caught by Palmer, steps out of bounds to the 15-yard line. Alexander Smith over there defensively. That's a gain of 10 right at the marker. First and 10 at the Wisconsin 15.
You can see how Palmer can get some space on those outcuts on the boundary because you have to respect his ability to get deep.
First and 10, Nebraska. Anthony Grant back in there. Trey Palmer wide to the left. Hill tight to the right. Snap to Thompson. He'll hand off to Grant over the left side of the line, and he will wiggle his way to about the 12. Jordan Turner gets in there defensively for Wisconsin. Gain of 3. Second down and 7 for Nebraska.
One of their more dependable receivers, especially when they get in the red zone, is the tight end Vokalek. You always have to be aware of his presence.
He's on the right side of the formation for Nebraska. Hill comes out wide to the right. Palmer to the left. On second down, taking the handoff. Thompson rolling to his right. Under pressure, throws right side, and it's incomplete. Intended more or less for Tommy Hill, but the pressure was on. A penalty marker is down, and a penalty coming up here against Nebraska, I believe. Officials talking about it. Reggie Smith, the white hats, the referee, will let us know here in a moment. 8:06 left in the half. We have no score. As here comes the call.
An ineligible receiver downfield on the pass. Offense number 83 was covered. The penalty is declined. Third down.
So it'll be a third down and 7. That was Travis Vokalek. But the Badgers turn it down. Third down and 7, Nebraska at the 12-yard line of Wisconsin. Big play here is, again, this game unfolding is one that points are going to be very precious, much like what we were saying last week. Two receivers tight right. Marcus Washington wide left. Thompson gets the snap. Badgers bringing pressure. Thompson's it off. That is caught by Vokalek. Makes two men miss. Gets inside the 5 and down to the 4. First down, goal to go, Nebraska. Two Badgers had him lined up short of the stick. Vokalek got by him, and it's first and goal at the 4.
Well, Vokalek is just your safety valve there. And a little pressure on Thompson. He went to his tight end, and he was able to bust a tackle. I think Herbig was one of the guys who missed a tackle. You don't normally see that.
Yeah, Latu was the other. First down and goal at the 4. Wyatt Lever in the game at receiver, tight to the left. Anthony Grant, the running back. Lever in motion to the right. Thompson under center, takes the snap. He'll hand off to Grant, not a clean exchange, and C.J. Getz is there. Well behind the line of scrimmage. Jordan Turner helped blow it up, and then his teammate did the rest. Back at the 11-yard line, a loss of 7, second down and goal.
Turner's had a good first half. He's probably not going to get credit for many tackles, but he's been getting the type of penetration to stop plays.
As he did right there. Nickel package, Cedric Dort now in the secondary for Wisconsin. Second and goal at the 11. Three receivers left, two on the right. As Thompson takes the snap, four-man Badger rush. Thompson throws over the middle, and that is caught by Palmer. Touchdown, Nebraska. Just across the goal line, Trey Palmer with the catch, his 6th receiving touchdown of the season, and the Huskers get the first points here today.
That wasn't necessarily an easy throw either, because you had Nick Herbig coming free up the middle in Casey Thompson's face, but it zeroed in on his receiver, his favorite receiver, Trey Palmer, who just got inside leverage on Hunter Wohler to make the catch.
So Nebraska capitalizing on the Malcolm Hartsog interception. As Timmy Bleakrode, sophomore from Atlanta, a transfer from Furman, on to attempt the extra point. They were eyeballing it upstairs, and they may look at it even more. I thought Palmer caught it into the end zone barely. He was driven back outside the end zone. But he may send it upstairs here. We'll see.
Just a high degree of difficulty throw by Casey Thompson.
To the timeout request by Wisconsin, we were paged by replay. The ruling on the field is a completed pass for a touchdown. The previous play is under further review.
Well, the TV monitor 20 feet and directly over my head. I'm going to defer to you here.
I thought his knees were in the end zone when he made the catch.
Where was the ball?
That's
what matters.
But yeah, I know, but it was hard to decipher on that one look.
Yeah.
On live look, it certainly appeared as though he was, that the ball was across. Apparently we're going to